Live, you can bring up what you want toll free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Take control of the airways, that's the point of this program. 1-855-450-3733. As we will continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Still to come, patent trolls. We'll explain more about what that is here in a moment. But Nick is on the line with us in Illinois, and Nick, I wanted to make sure you had enough time to get your thoughts out. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay. So I see the state as a private entity that thinks it has special rights and doesn't know the right names for things. It uses citizen when it means serf, and it uses ownership when it really means rental.
Yep.
If we were to translate their thoughts into language,
taxes when it means theft.
Wait, you think they're doing that on accident? Like they're just confused about what things mean? I mean, I think they're doing that on purpose to try to cover up the fact that they're a criminal gang.
It's, I mean, I think they really think that that's what, I think that they think ownership itself is subject to their whim. It's what I think. So they think of it the way we think of rentals. Whenever they say you own this, it's always, you know, with strings attached, but we really own it because we really own everything. We don't even have to say that. That's what I think is going on in their heads, because that's certainly how they act.
Certainly is.
And that is, you know, the mindset of a criminal. It would be the same thing with a private entity like the mafia.
Well, criminals don't even have the audacity. Maybe the mafia, maybe organized crime. I wouldn't specifically say the mafia, but maybe organized crime might believe they own a particular neighborhood or something like that. But you know, most thieves don't believe for a second that they actually own your stuff when they're stealing it. They just want to steal it.
That's certainly so true.
They don't have this egomania that goes with it.
Like yes. The government people frequently do. I mean, a lot of these government guys, if you press them, they will say that they do, you know, they believe that they control your property, and therefore that means they must think they own you, or they must think
but
they
yes,
own your property.
Yes, they are deluded, and because of that, you know, just because they're wrong about what they own doesn't mean they own nothing. And that's not even considering the situations of countries other than the U.S. Obviously, the U.S. has a particularly bloody history, but a country like Holland, for example, as far as I know, was settled on completely unsettled land. So if the first settlers there set up an organization that they called their government that was legitimate for them, doesn't that government at least still own that land and have the right to make the rules there?
I don't know. Can an entity continue on for centuries like that without... I mean, you know, if it seems really strange to be able to say that this entire entity owns this whole piece of land. I mean, it's really what's best is if it's broken up into much smaller areas that can rule themselves better.
Holland is already pretty small.
It is pretty small, but I mean, it's pretty big compared to neighborhoods and that kind of thing.
Well, and ultimately, when you say entity, I mean, you don't mean anything that's real. The government is just an idea. It's just men and women acting a certain way towards other men and women, in this case, violently threatening other peaceful people. So when you say this entity owns this thing, like let's look at the city of Keene, where is the place we live. The city of Keene doesn't exist. They're just bureaucrats, these government people calling themselves the city of Keene. So ultimately, none of them actually own the city of Keene. They're just people that are working for this thing that they call the city of Keene. This is what they call themselves. But if a bunch of them decide to, you know, if they all decided to retire tomorrow, would that mean they would take a piece of what they owned? No, not really, because they don't really have any real ownership. It's just control. It's just control by violence, by the exertion of force. There's no real way to break up the property because there's no agreement that those people came to in the first place. Like the city manager doesn't have a share of the city of Keene. The janitors don't have a share of the city of Keene. The voters don't have a share of the city of Keene. It's a smoke screen, really, is what it is. It's a name for their criminal gang. The city doesn't actually, I don't think, have a legitimate claim to anything.
And I think that ownership and intrinsic part of ownership is responsibility, and we were talking on the break that, you know, if this entity owns Ian's house, well, when is that entity going to come redo the floors? You know, and so this idea that the city or the state owns this, owns anything, I'm not really sure how that can be true when when there's no one there that is taking responsibility for improving the land or being a steward of the land or whatever else it is.
Well, that opens up a whole new can of worms in corporation theory, whether or not it's... There are two classes of libertarian thought. You guys seem to be on the side that is against the even possibility that something like a corporation, a non-existent legal fiction capable of owning things, can exist. Whereas, for example, the Mises Institute and Stephen Kinsella and theorists like him are totally on board with the idea that
I've spent some time talking to Stefan Kinsella about this, and you know, I haven't listened to every podcast that they might have put out regarding it, but I don't think there's a that big of a difference between where we are and where they are. It's just an issue of terminology.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for one, I mean, you know, does a corporation limit people's responsibility for their actions?
That's the idea for the most part.
That's, you know, and if it does, then it's immoral. Because
Absolutely.
Then I should be able to do business behind a corporate veil when I do anything. I'm going to get married. My corporation's going to get married to my wife. That way I can cheat on her. Right? It was just
well,
stupid.
I don't know. I formed a corporation years and years and years ago, and it was so that in the event... I mean, as soon as I had any money, I kept getting, people started suing me.
Sure.
And I, you know, it's like, okay, fine, if you want to sue me in my business thing, great. But you can't come after my house, you can't come after my kids, you know.
Well,
whatever. So it was to insulate my personal money and my home and my family.
I'm not talking about today's world. Mm-hmm. Because in today's world, people can bring, you know, you're talking about a judicial system where people bring suit and the ones with the most lawyers win.
Right.
And that's, you know, so I'm not talking about that. It would have to be a situation where it's a fair arbitration system. And I can see why people use corporations to protect themselves. I certainly do the same thing in my life because I, you know, need that kind of protection. However, when you're talking about the sort of free market corporation system thing going on, if you're protecting investors in a company from liability, well, really, what's the difference between investors and bondholders in that circumstance? I mean, if I want to invest in your company, Nick, and maybe and my concern is that I'll be liable for whatever actions you make because I'm an owner as an investor. Well, then what's the difference between us drawing up a contract where I loan you $100,000 and the payment is based on how much the value of the company goes up or goes down?
This certainly expanded beyond the area that I thought was relevant to the discussion, which regards the question of whether or not agreements which establish a kind of collective ownership can be in any way legitimate, because if it's just a question of liability.
Wait a minute, hold on. If we're talking about collective ownership, I think that's fine. If people want to get in on an agreement where there's multiple investors, obviously there's partnerships and investors and all that, but
well,
what I have a problem is where they're protected from... the structure of the corporation, as I understand it, is to essentially protect those people from liability for the decisions that they make as the people running the corporation. I've got a problem with that.
How exactly are they protected? Like, if somebody who works for Brinks, driving a Brinks truck, runs over someone, you can't... is it like the driver is protected from liability?
No, when we go into business, I can tell you that certain circumstances is if you have a corporation, that corporation brings on debt. You know, say I get 100,000 golf balls, and I decide I'm going to go out of business. Now get your golf balls back. You know, collect on your golf balls. Oh, you can't sue me. The company's out of business.
Right. You can only go after the company, the corporation, which limits liability for actions. And Nick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So very wealthy people know how to use these corporations to insulate themselves and their wealth from any kind of responsibility for the actions that they take. 855-453. Take control here. It is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1560.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1607, 804 for a half ounce, and 402 for a quarter ounce. 1607, 804, and 402.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up what you want, toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. You can get involved there.
We've been using a product out of my house called the Sea Cranes Company's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And, you know, I may not know the name of it nailed down real well, but I can tell you that the use of this product has been amazing. I mean, it's really, really stunning. I thought you just kind of had to live with the restrictions that Wi-Fi provides, but this antenna changes all that. Reception can go up to a mile. Now, you know, I live out in the woods, and there's a lot of trees in the way and mountains and things like that between me and my neighbors, so I really can't tell you whether it makes it a mile at my house. But it makes it, it increases the Wi-Fi capability in my property a great, great deal. Hmm. And, you know, we're able to do a lot of things that we weren't able to do before. I have a renter who lives on the property, and, you know, it used to be if he wanted to use my internet connection, he had to kind of just come sit outside my window of my office. And now, yeah, he can be over at his place and do it. It's if you want to get the USB Wi-Fi antenna 3, oh, by the way, since it's made by C. Crane Company, it's the best. You can go to C. Crane.com. That's C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Anything made by them is great. Anything you get there. I've been a customer of theirs for many years, and I've always been impressed with their products. I'm very happy with C-Crane Company.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. You bring up what you want. Also, we can talk about patent trolls here in a moment. But first, we go to the phones and to your calls. Let's go to Ryan, listening in Oregon. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, Seven, and Mark.
Oh, hello. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Just kind of as I've been trying to talk to people, you know, about, you know, just simple things like realization of information and things like that, I've kind of, you know, come to find that there's specific things that people don't want to listen to.
Like?
Well, okay, so if you take Federal Reserve or something like that.
Right? Sure. Yeah, it's a tough subject. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and people say, you know, people are, oh, well, that's, you know. And then you can touch on other things, you know, and people are especially, you know, thinking you're a UFO skeptic about,
yep,
you know, fluoridation and things like that.
And, you know, actually, when you mentioned UFOs, one time, you know, somebody, I was sitting at a bar here in Keene, and I was talking to this young lady, and somehow or another, she came to the conclusion that I was a libertarian, and or might have said that. I don't have any idea. But she came to that conclusion, and her next question, she kind of looked at me for a little while and said her next question was, do you believe in aliens?
And, yeah, I see, and that's,
you know, it was
that's,
just that weird.
That's kind of the default, you know, and you know, what I found, though, is some people, it's kind of funny, you know, if you even look on Facebook and things, you know, and it's impossible to get in a conversation with someone about anything political, you know, to say, well, it's all kind of a joke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what is funny is then you will see them post something like, I can't understand, you know, it's got to be specific to their lives, which is kind of a daunting task, you know.
When you say it has to be specific to their lives, you mean the conversation leading them to the ideas of liberty?
Yes, and for right. them to actually, it's kind of funny because then people will, you know, start looking into things after you've, you know, well, you don't have to do anything, but then they question something and then you throw something out like, you know, whatever the specific thing is in their life that all of a sudden they question and go, huh? Then they'll actually start reading.
It is hard to get people to understand the plight of others, to empathize with the plights of others and the loss of liberty that others are facing when they feel as though everything's just great. I get to go to work, come home, watch television. Well, they're free.
They're dealing with their own problems at the same time.
I would say something more like that. People are tired, weary, and distressed.
Yeah, well, then when they feel like they're getting kind of screwed over, then you go, well, think about this. And then they're like, oh, well, and then they'll actually look into the things you spoke to them about before and go, yeah, this makes sense.
Well,
you know, and
when you're talking about the Federal Reserve here, you know, this is one of the reasons people put this in the area of conspiracy theory is, and it is truly a conspiracy. the idea that the Federal Reserve is an organization of, you know, banks, independent banks that work in a sort of quasi-governmental fashion in order to, you know, create a fiat currency, one that's backed by nothing. You know, people will look at that because there's nothing they can do about it. It's so far removed. It's the same, you know, they have about the same effect as they do on the Bilderberg Group and aliens from Mars as they do on the Federal Reserve.
Well, and the funny thing is, though, is that they'll actually, I have come to find that once something hits home in a certain way, and they generally don't, you know, most people don't like you to tell them before they get to the realization, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All ideas are bad except mine.
Yeah, but then when they go, hey, wait a minute, and you go, yes, wait a minute, then they'll go, well, this is all kind of screwy. You're, well, yes, yes it is, and it's actually fact. You know,
hey,
I know O'Reilly or anyone else, you know, if they're on the right, you know, they figure it's, man, I used to read a bunch of O'Reilly books, but I got completely turned off when he said, we're not talking about Ron Paul on this show at all. And someone just faintly mentioned Ron Paul. They said, oh, well, you know, someone like Ron Paul, he's like, we're not talking about Ron Paul.
Hey, Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but could I ask you something? Since you're in Oregon right now, and we're out all the way on the other side of the country, did you...
Where are you guys at?
We're in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So we were, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about the jailed inmates being released from jail down in Grants Pass. So have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, Grants Pass, they Josephine County or whatever that is down there, they're $12 million in the hole, so they've released their inmates.
A portion of them.
Yeah, a portion of them, and I was just curious as to whether or not you heard anything about that going on anywhere else in any other cities or counties in Oregon.
Well, one thing, there's a local guy, Lars Larson, who also, ironically, doesn't like Ron Paul, but he exposes a lot of the, he has a guy who comes on and speaks about, you know, inmates and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, literally on the news, I mean, on local news, if it's not about, you know, you know, something that's happened like a church fire, a school
fire.
If
it bleeds, it leads, as they say. Mm. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you in the conversation at 855-453. Of course, plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. Plus, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about patent trolling. But there are also folks that want to say something here, so we will get to them. 855-453. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get involved in the features that you'll find there. Stuff like our news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop with emails, or perhaps you'd prefer to follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You can do those things over at news.freetalklive.com, news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for liberty-oriented news, I think really the place to go is freedomsphoenix.com. You know, it's a great news aggregation site, and you can get a lot of stories there. Certainly, you know, freetalklive.com, we've got an aggregator there ourselves, and our listeners upload stories, but I see a lot of them at freedomsphoenix.com, too. I think you get more content over there at freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so let's continue with you and your thoughts. Stephen, listening in Rhode Island, you're on Free Talk Live. Stephen, in Rhode Island, going once. Stephen in Rhode Island,
Hi,
going twice. You're on the air.
My thoughts are that they should lower the Lego prices of toys. That's really, really
They should
bad.
What?
Oh, Stephen, you're so cute. Can you start over, though? Because you kind of went out there for a second.
Okay. Well, they should the high prices of Legos.
You want them to lower the price of Legos?
I have to say, I totally agree. When I was growing up, I loved Legos, and they're one of my favorite toys, but they're so expensive even back then, and I guess they're not any better these days. That's tough. That's a tough thing, Stephen.
Yeah,
Here's what I'd recommend you do. I'm sorry, you've got a really bad connection. We can barely understand a word you're saying. Maybe call back on a better line. We don't have to let you go. But here's what I'd recommend first before I do. There's garage sales where you can get Legos for very, very cheap. And maybe you can find some online on eBay as well. I remember I was when I went to a garage sale, I got this bucket of Legos, like a huge, huge bucket of Legos for like
$2. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It was the biggest find of my entire life at all the garage sales I'd ever been to. And so I would recommend maybe poking around at some local garage sales and looking online as well, because likely people selling Legos on the used market probably aren't getting near the price that they fetch on the brand new market.
It's a good idea. I mean, you won't be one of those sets where you can build, I don't know, a Star Wars Jawa.
Right, where you follow the instructions thing. Brick by brick. Yeah.
But you can get the Legos themselves and be able to create amazing things with them. And that, frankly, after you've built the set, that's the fun thing about Legos, is to build all the other things with them.
All right, Stephen. Good luck. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I
would have loved to talk to him more. It was the phone connection.
Couldn't understand every other word, unfortunately. Let's go back to Shane listening in Michigan, Sterling Heights. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling. There's kind of been a recent, I guess, what our local media outlets are calling an epidemic. I actually never heard of it. I don't know if you guys have this synthetic marijuana, K2 or Spice, apparently.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, I guess there's been a lot of problems with it, you know, locally. And it kind of occurred to me, I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading all these stories, which have been over, like, the past week or whatever, like, don't you guys realize, you know, to me this illustrates a perfect example of, you know, drug prohibition and how it creates, you know, this alternative market that wouldn't have probably existed.
Absolutely.
And I'm hearing these, you know, comments with judges, you know, this issue is impacting our community. People need to know about it. And it's like, I don't know, it's just astonishing to me. And then, so of course, you know, they go on to say, you know, it's the perfect drug because it's available everywhere, and it's tough to outlaw because people keep changing the formula. And it's like, where are the parents? You know, instead we're going to rely on the state to step in.
Well, and clearly the state can't step in successfully. I mean, they haven't successfully stopped young people from getting their hands on marijuana, but now that chemicals are more easily manipulated and distributed than ever before, you've got these synthetic versions that are coming out, and a lot of people have some real concerns over these things because, unlike marijuana, which has been with mankind since the dawn of mankind, as a plant that grows naturally in the earth, this K2 product, the spice, these things have existed for half a decade, so people don't know. Maybe not
I
even
tried
that.
It.
You did, so did I.
Yeah, I tried it once because I wanted to see, you know, what the kids were doing or whatever, mm-hmm. and it was, I don't know, whatever. I'm kind of like I like to smoke a joint.
So you didn't get locked
thing.
To the couch?
No.
Because some people have some pretty serious reactions. If you actually talk to Pete Enedemo from copblock.org, they tried some of this stuff when they were out in Vegas. It was right before they got arrested by the police in their RV.
Mm-hmm.
They had smoked some of this. I don't know which brand it was. There's different brands.
Right.
And so there's different chemical configurations. So one brand may have a different chemical configuration than another brand, but they may both be marketed as substitutes for cannabis. Mm-hmm. So one may have different results. So I tried some at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a couple of years ago, and it was like, oh, yeah, I feel high, you know, feels kind of similar to cannabis. But when Pete Nademo did it, Pete was, like, locked to the couch and couldn't move. It was kind of a scary situation for him. So some people have had some pretty scary
And then the bath salts is even worse. That's like LSD. And the most recent thing...
No, it's not like LSD.
That's what I was told.
When were you told that? This week?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
By some kids who were trying to... I was actually asking them about the poop. Have you guys heard about the poop?
What?
That is the... Okay, so yes. There are kids that... You know how kids were taking tampons of alcohol and putting it up inside them and trying to get, you know, wasted like
that? Yeah, and they were.
Kids are pooping in a bag, and they're letting it ferment, and then they're smelling it, and they're getting high off the fumes.
I have heard this before.
Unbelievable.
And I think it might be an internet hoax.
Doesn't that... It sounds like that Jenkum stuff that we talked about a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a total hoax.
No, I believe it. I read it on the internet.
It sounds like something some teenagers would try, though. Like, I can imagine teenage boys hearing this rumor and actually trying it. But I don't think there's anything to the or any semblance of truth behind it. Any other thoughts you want to share, Shane?
No, I mean, that was it. I just wanted to point that out. And, great show. And actually, I just recently started listening to you guys again. I've been
we didn't offend you too badly?
No. I want to say, like, maybe my junior, senior year, 4 or 5 years ago, I used to listen to you guys religiously, but just
welcome back.
Glad
to have you back. We're still here, and now you're back. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Shane. And stay away from that fake stuff. Go with the real product if you possibly can. Thanks for the call. Of course, then again, you know, the fake stuff is probably not going to put you in a jail cell, which is why a lot of people are considering using that stuff. But I have to say, some of the stories, especially the bath salts, there was a news piece that I had about that, Michelle, on Monday night. We didn't get a chance to get to it. We're certainly not going to have a chance tonight. But I do want to talk about this in much greater detail than we can do in the next few moments. But the news media, which, of course, parrots everything the government says,
right,
has been out there saying, bath salts are the new LSD. And, of course, that's not even close to anything resembling the truth. Bath salts, as I understand it, I'm certainly no expert, but I've done some looking into this. Bath salts are, again, this kind of general term for designer drugs. So there are these drugs like the synthetic cannabis. There's also stuff that's trying to ape cocaine, stuff that's trying to ape MDMA. There's product that's trying to ape methamphetamine. So these are all being sold as bath salts. So who knows which one it is, you know, which bath salt it is that you're getting when you're, when you're purchasing these things, unless you're actually doing the research to find this stuff out.
Crazy random high.
Most people walking into the convenience store are probably not researching the bath salts in advance. You know, whatever the product is. And so, as I understand it, nobody has made a bath salt that is trying to ape LSD, so it has absolutely no resemblance
to
LSD.
Why would you, considering it's so inexpensive?
What, LSD?
Yes.
Well, you have to get your hands on LSD. LSD is inexpensive if you can find it.
It was really easy to find when I was a kid. I never did it, folks.
It's not that easy now, I can tell you that. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, unless you get on the Silk Road, in which case, then it's pretty easy. 1-855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the bath salt LSD connection in a while. Not tonight, though. More coming up. Your calls are next.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 248-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Enjoy the various features we have. And if you like the show and you appreciate Free Talk Live and what we're doing here, you can get behind Free Talk Live by promoting us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a bumper sticker, and slap that on your car or your bike or your backpack or wherever it is you put bumper stickers. And, you, of course, you can also download web graphics that you can then use to promote the show on perhaps your website. You can also get high-res graphics. You can download flyers. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to your thoughts. Let's go to Anthony, listening to WSJM on the FM band in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you guys doing, guys?
It's great. Girls,
good to hear from you.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, my thing is the military leadership apparatus and how it converts over into the civilian world, you know, after some of these guys serve, you know. Now, first of all, our soldiers, they go out and they fight hard, and they've been doing it for a decade all around the globe. We all know that. I completely support them. Okay?
Oh, that's too bad.
And they are our nation's heroes. Okay.
I don't agree.
Regardless of what, this is my opinion.
You're not a hero for following the orders of politicians, in my book.
Well, you know, just for the fact of being able to, I mean, it's a volunteer thing. Our military.
They're getting paid. They're getting their college education paid for. They're getting insurance. They're getting all kinds of. They're getting to get out of the crappy situation that they're in. They're getting their debts purchased and everything. It's not that they're doing it for nothing.
Mafia hitmen are volunteers too.
No, for kidding. That's me. They're still heroes. Okay, I'm turning on you.
Okay, tell yourself whatever story you want to.
Go on
ahead
with the point.
Okay, that's fine. But I kind of wish I would serve, but I didn't. However, I'm in the nuclear field. I'm actually in nuclear security. And what I'm finding is, my thing is, some of these guys are coming back, you know, and they're finding their way into other civilian careers, you know. And a lot of their skills and talents do apply well to what we do, you know, law enforcement and different things like that, you know. But some of them tend to have this mentality where, you know, they can't shake it, you know, and not everything in the military can fly over to the civilian world, you know, properly, because in our force, we are armed force, you know, but we're made up of young people of different ages, you know, we even got some older folks in there, you know, and people of all types, you know, and no one signed up for anything, and we're definitely not in boot camp, but some of these guys who come there, you know, it's like they can't let it go, and everybody.
And when you say they can't let it go, you mean like some sort of regimented attitude? They're acting like.
And I totally respect them and all of that, you know.
But can you give me some examples? I mean, can you try to paint a picture for me?
Okay, well, like we don't necessarily, we all wear uniforms, you know, we all carry weapons, we're all armed and all that stuff. But being on the line and boots shine and all of that, a lot of us just say, no, that's not what I signed up for. You know,
he wants you to shine your boots and your...
Now, again, we sign a contract, we provide a service, we are a private security, you know, thing, and we have a certain look and we're deterrent.
And is this somebody, just I'm curious, the people you're talking about, are they somebody who, are they on the same level as you in the business that you're in?
They're in management level.
In management.
They're in the ivory tower over there, the cubicle guys, you know.
So you feel like they're bringing in a mentality of ultra obedience to a job that doesn't require it?
In a sense, not all of them, some of them. I mean, gotcha. Civilian guys in there.
Now, there are patent leather shoes out there that I know that security guards, police officers, and corrections officers will wear. Some have better soles on them. I mean, what about just shiny shoes?
No, because it's a bit of an industrial thing. We are a power plant, you know. It's
okay.
But just the overall thing is just the high-end tie, always, you know, on the wire, you know, bowstring kind of thing.
Haircuts? Is that what you're saying? Haircuts?
We do have to have a certain type of haircut. We can't go beyond
here. It sounds like you're saying they're high-strung, right, they're, when you say that.
Some of them can be. And I'm just thinking, it reminds me of, like, some of these, and I'd really hate to do this, and I don't mean it in any derogatory kind of way, or I don't want to be, I don't want to mess this up, but it's kind of like when an inmate, for instance, is incarcerated for a long period of time, they have a hard time adjusting to the outside world.
Yeah, they become institutionalized. I think that's an interesting observation, and thanks for the call, Anthony. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Mike in Texas, listening to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hey, you've heard lately about these the three different attacks where people were acting like zombies lately, Miami, New Jersey, and California.
I'm going to eat your face off.
I've just seen Miami. Go ahead.
It's horrifying. I heard something about one of the other attacks last night. Was it what was one of the other ones besides Miami?
Okay,
pulled his heart out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in California, pulled his heart out. And New Jersey, a guy cut his intestines open and started throwing his guts at the cops. Now, this was just something I wanted to talk about, okay? And this might sound kind of crazy, but we know about predictive programming, right?
I don't know.
Maybe you need to tell us about predictive programming.
Okay, you know, like you can look up Bart Simpson 9/11, and you can see the episode where Bart Simpson holds up a New York City tour guide that says 9/11. Like in The Matrix, when they show Neo's passport, it says expiration, September 11, 2001. Those kinds of things are like predictive programming. Now, you know, every kind of show that's on TV...
That doesn't mean anything to me. But go ahead.
It's like some people believe that the Illuminati want to show what they're going to do before they do it.
And some people actually believe that the Illuminati has to. Like, it's part of their code that they have to show, they have to give clues to people who have, perhaps some kind of disorder where they see patterns and things.
So the suggestion being that this was predicted and that there is some sort of zombie apocalypse that's upon us?
Right. Now, what they do by predicting these things, they give the people the option of a choice. To believe or not, you see, by putting it out there, nobody can ever say, well, we didn't warn you. But this is my point. I was doing some research on this. Now, I found a thing from 1974.
This is awesome. I'm going to go get, like, a big gun.
I'm glad I have my AK.
I'm going to get a uniform, like a costume and everything. I'm going to be a hot zombie killer.
Yeah, you can laugh now and cry later. That's cool. But there's a thing called the Sillamar Conference from 1974, headed by Henry Kissinger. I also found something called the National Security Memorandum 200. Also headed by Henry Kissinger from 1973. Now,
Henry Kissinger was a bad dude.
Yes. In both of these, they outline a program called Operation Trojan Horse, where they were going to put the synthetic man-made AIDS virus in the smallpox vaccine, take it to Uganda, and test it out. And then they come up with that story about, you know, somebody was doing bestiality with a monkey or whatever, which is complete bull. But Operation Trojan Horse put the virus into the hepatitis C vaccination was given to men at men's health clinics in San Francisco and New York.
Has the victim of the bite come back to live?
I don't know that much about. I just started researching because I saw the trend with zombies.
It's certainly an interesting thing that has happened here, and of course, I think last year that birds started falling from the sky in different places,
yeah.
And people were like, "Oh my God, 2012, it's coming!" And really, what ended up happening was that there were just people reporting things, and the news kind of picked up on it. And there's all these mass deaths that happen on a regular basis anyway. But people in newsrooms saw a trend, or they noticed these stories and they started to be more likely to report on them, and really nothing was any more different than it normally was as far as mass bird deaths and mass animal deaths, just that it just happened to where people were getting, you know, more reports about it than they would have ever before, because in a lot of cases these birds will just die in a forest somewhere and you would never see it, but they were dying, they died over a neighborhood, so mm-hmm. people knew about it. So I predict that what you're going to see happen is the zombie menace will no longer be in the news after another couple weeks, and that'll be it.
Ian, hold on, Ian, a second. This is the thing. Centers for Disease Control on May 16th, 2011, on their website, right there, cdc.gov, Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse. We've got
it was a joke.
Here. Ugandan zombie disease, CDC officials in Uganda for 9 days. The Daily Mail, strange disease turning children into zombies in Uganda.
So what are you going to do about it?
I mean, like spreading in Africa.
Now, that's a good question. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do, and how are you preparing for this?
Well, you know, I know how you guys feel about, you know, armed resistance and all that stuff, but I mean...
I have no problem killing zombies.
Armed resistance, I'm all in for armed resistance.
That's what I was thinking the other night.
Face-eating zombies.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Feel free to keep us in the loop on the zombie news, because certainly we're not hearing all of it. And by the way, this is what I was thinking the other night when somebody told me another one of these creepy zombie stories. It wasn't one of the ones he was mentioning. It was a different one, like some disease that was spreading or whatever. And I thought, you know, I'm glad I didn't get rid of my AK. Like, I was right on the border, like totally going total peacenik, and you know, because I don't want to kill another human being.
No,
I don't
more being kumbaya.
I don't want to use violence against another human being, but if there's a zombie horde, that AK-47 is going to come in big, you know, it's going to be handy. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.